part of the thrust of our work, as I think with yours, is to reconnect to that deep inner knowing. And that's what I refer to as the soul when I talk about soul branding. It is our humanity. It is the best of our intentions seated in this this place of eternal knowing and awareness. So, like you said, you know, the beauty of discovering who we really are, I think, includes this part of ourselves which has not had much permission to come out in the business world. If you look at the dynamics of the business world being driven by wealth accumulation, wealth generation, and even wealth concentration, you know, in a world where Wall Street's requirements for quarter-to-quarter profit improvement dictate the decisions that major corporations, I think the most powerful forces on earth, or the most powerful organized cohesive forces on earth, make their decisions based on, you know, the numbers that they can generate quarter-to-quarter. So that part of ourselves, that deep knowing that sustains life, that goes back and respects life and life with a capital L, has been suppressed, I think, recently. I think that the world, if you will, or what I refer to as the digital demos, you know, the global demos, the people, are waking up to is that just because many of us were born under this umbrella of experience doesn't mean that you can't close the umbrella or shift to another one. And I think what we're seeing now are the tectonic plates of our global society shifting. And those are plates of, you know, economic systems, political systems, environmental systems. And although it can be frightening, and I think for a while we've, as a people, been paralyzed by the shocks of the tectonic jolts, the good news is that, you know, there are openings under those plates. When they move, they create openings. And what you've said is another example of that. There's an opening here. The place to start dealing with this new reality is connecting to that authentic self in us that is humanity, that is a part of humanity and sees itself as part of a web of life. Some people would call that love. You know, maybe that's an easy way to think of it. And when we engage with each other from that, you know, genuine caring and genuine concern and compassion, then I think all things are possible.